All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Oh, my God. The long national nightmare is over. We won a basketball game, and we hired a football coach. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, I can't take too many more weeks or 24-hour periods like that. Let's dive in. Unfortunately, we won't be able to talk about a wild game last night. But fortunately, MSU, this is a lesson now in context. Like knowing a situation. I'm going to say some things to you that on surface you're going to go, come on, dude. Really? Like, oh, yeah, you're that excited? If you approach this void of context, then it's not going to be a good conversation with you. MSU... thanks, Mark, was in an impossible situation. Thanks, BOT. Thanks, Bill. Like, they put themselves in a terrible spot. You had to hire a coach in mid-February. And after very publicly not getting what seemed to be the number one choice, you were now, 24 hours ago, I sat here as a Spartan fan. And I'm going, oh, my God, Pat Shurmur's going to follow me around the rest of my life. Or Mike Tressel as an interim death sentence. To 24 hours later, I've got hope. And look, it's a phrase we all use. Hope's not a strategy. But man, I haven't had hope for a few years because we had a dead guy coaching the team with 10 bags of sand for assistance. The program was dead. Now, Mel Tucker, light on experience. I have no idea if it'll work. Never claim that it will. But Mel Tucker's a ball of energy. Mel Tucker's an elite recruiter. Mel Tucker is going to represent a culture change in that football program. We're not doing it the way Mark did it. And the school decided they wanted to swim at the deep end of the pool, which is what I have asked for years. Assistant coach pool increased to $6.2 million. Do you want to tell me again Mark couldn't have got the money if Mark was actually willing to get rid of his friends? Boy, is that frustrating. We don't need to focus on it, but it's what I said. You make these moves in 16, 17, 18, we're not here today. But I digress. They're going to spend the money. They're going to alter strength and conditioning, another thing I've yelled about. And they're upgrading facilities. Now look, Mel Tucker... this is, again, it's not mutually exclusive. I'm excited. And I want to throw my full support behind this guy. He's going to need time. Mark left him a full bowl, if you know what I mean, and he didn't flush. This is going to take time, man. And I really hope this guy's given a fair shot. Because if he's not, and he's treated like Rich Rod, if he's treated like John L., if not everyone's on board, he will get eaten up. He will be destroyed. If everyone backs it and we give it time, he's got a fighting chance because the one thing this guy has proven he can do, this dude gets players. Period. You're hearing reports today. Michigan State is reaching out to Vince Murrow. Harbaugh tried to hire him when he got here. He's Kentucky's lead recruiter. Kentucky cleans up in Ohio. Kentucky just gets players, and Michigan State can't beat them. You know, if we can get Murrow, you got a head coach that recruits. You got a recruiting dog in Murrow. You're trying to play at the deep end of the pool, and here's what I'll say to you. Again, I'm not claiming we hired Vince Lombardi, but I'm trying to take this that the situation matters. And whether it was Fickell or Mel Tucker, boy, it sure beats Harlan Barnett or Mike Tressel or even worse, you know, Brett Bielema and the Bud Light Pride stickers. Do I think this will be boom or bust? I do. I think we're either going to eventually end up in Indianapolis or we're going to end up doing a coaching search. I don't think there'll be a middle ground. I don't think Mel Tucker will come here and just go 8-4, 7-5. I think Mel Tucker is either going to grow this thing and further our brand and turn us into what I know we can be and what we were for a short period of time, or it may fail spectacularly. I don't know. And when you hire a guy light on experience, that's the risk. But you know what I like? I like taking swings. You got to risk it for the biscuit. I don't want Michigan State to be safe. I don't want Michigan State to just settle. I don't want Michigan State to just take a back seat and be happy with the pinstripe ball. Take a shot. And they are. And listen, the same way I can bury the BOT for their embarrassing behavior, the same way we can say Bill Beekman is not qualified. Bill Beekman's not qualified for this job, period. The same way we can say those things, we do need to give credit because this thing came together. The money was there. They got it done. Am I thrilled with the process? No, absolutely not. It's totally embarrassing. Am I thrilled with the result? All things considered, as our coach left us on the side of the highway in February in our underwear. Yeah, I'm thrilled. Clearly would have preferred November. Clearly would have preferred a larger search. Clearly would have preferred not being embarrassed the last week. Just looking at where we are, I'm thrilled. And look, obviously, Jimmy, our boss, went to Georgia. He told me last week when Mel Tucker's name brought up, he goes, dude, you want that guy? I said, come on, man. You're saying that because you're a Bulldog. He goes, I'm telling you. Love the guy. The dude is an incredible recruiter. My response to Jimmy was, well, yeah, when you're at Georgia, you can give everybody the bag, but whatever. Look, it represents an opportunity. It represents the ability to hope. It represents a commitment to football where we're not going to act like bitches and just take it. Like, just get punched in the face by Harbaugh. We're not going to be soft clowns. We're not going to sit there and act like little kids and just be like, well, I can't do anything. I can't. Mom said I can't go out of the house. Like, let's go, man. Spend the money. Don't be punks. The last couple of years, man, we were punks. We were so weak. It's like Mark had given up. The staff had given up. We weren't going to keep up with the Joneses. This is a commitment. MSU now has the second highest assistant coaching pool in the Big Ten. That is a massive commitment. They're in line with U of M and Penn State. They're never going to be Ohio State, but they don't need to be. We're not operating a country club here. You know what we're operating? A football program. I'm interested to see what Mel Tucker has to say. Watching some of his prior press conferences, you see the Tressel connection. Nick Saban thought enough of him to hire him three times over. Defensive guy. But look, again, I can be excited, but there are a couple concerns. 6 jobs in 10 years, that scares me. You're never anywhere long enough to build anything, and the building is exactly what you need to do here. Did he do nice work at Colorado despite a 5-7 record? Yes, because if you listen to people who cover that team, if you listen to people who are familiar what he had done in the previous 15 months, he was immediately able to establish what he wanted to do. That's going to be very important. I'm not going to rip the guy for going 5-7. I'm not going to rip the guy for not having experience, but I'm not going to ignore it as well. Look, it's going to be boom or bust. Obviously, I hope it's the prior. Obviously, I hope that this is going to be the thing that can get us where we need to go. You know, sometimes it works out. You don't get your first choice. I'm happy we got someone who actually recruits. I mean, look, let's be real. Mel Tucker is going to attempt to recruit against Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan. And you know what? We're going to lose a lot of those battles. The difference is we'll at least be in the living room. And we'll win some. We have a talent deficit. We have a stale program. I think this guy can change that. This guy's a ball of energy. And look, I still need to see who he puts on his staff. I still need to start to see progress. It's going to take time, man. It's going to take time. I mean, this is like a toilet in Spartan Stadium at halftime. Mark left the bowl full. And it ain't a punch bowl. This is not the bowl you want full. This is going to be a job. And he better start swimming or he's going to start sinking. It's that simple. But I am thrilled. I think all things considered, it's an A hire. Is it risky? You're damn right. All coaching hires are. You know, I heard the morning show say, oh, well, they overpaid. Who exactly were they going to get a bargain on that had any hope of success? The answer is no one. Overpaid. That's the whole name of coaches. You have to bribe guys to leave where they are. Otherwise, you can't tell your wife you're leaving. And as far as ESPN goes, I'm only going to take a minute on this. Listen, if you're a Spartan, just don't watch it. Don't pay attention to it. ESPN has it out for MSU. They have such a raging hard-on for MSU. It's unhealthy. Allowing Keyshawn Johnson to go on TV and call us Michigan stank, say his kid's not going there. What? Didn't your kid get kicked off in the Nebraska team? You know, having Seth Greenberg lecture me on what's right and wrong with coaches. Hey, Seth, ever left a job? Oh, wait, you did, and you admitted on TV you paid the buyout. Listen, man, this isn't like the integrity competition. Mel Tucker sent out a stupid tweet. He's going to have to live it down. Nobody's going to remember it when he's got a rose in his mouth. All right? I'm tired of ESPN because if Mel Tucker signed with Florida State, they wouldn't do what they're doing right now. If Mel Tucker took the job at West Virginia, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing right now. Michigan State has been ESPN's personal punching bag since the Paula Levine, Dan Murphy slander piece. And it's so repetitive. I mean, go, you can pull all the clips. Molly Kierum wanting the football program shut down. I mean, Molly, read, learn. It's just, it's embarrassing. All right, now that stuff, yeah, it's frustrating. But to me, I'm just happy I got something to hope. I got something. You guys vilify me. You don't like me because I don't like Mark anymore because I wanted Mark gone. Whatever, dude. You're filled with something today you haven't had the last 4 years with Mark. Hope. It ain't a strategy, but it's a good emotion to have, and it's a good feeling to have it, and I'm going to give it a shot. Do you like the hire? Do you not? I'll, of course, invite my nemesis Michigan fans to the party. They can act above it, or they could, I don't know, maybe they actually don't think it's bad. I don't really concern myself. You can do whatever you want. I know one thing. Mel Tucker's got the same amount of trips to Indy as your hero. So it is what it is. Let's see what happens. It's going to be a long climb up. We're going to eat a lot of duty. We're probably going to get our ass kicked a good amount here the next 2 years, but I'm happy we can try to build this. And it's a nice job by State. This is a save. This is bringing in the closer with men on second and third, nobody out, protecting a one-run lead, and you got out of it. 248-539-9797. Your ticket text 97136. Pick up the phone and start dialing. Let's have a conversation, shall we? 97-1. And I was Mel Tucker. I went back and watched his intro at Colorado 15 months ago, and it was interesting. He had a couple points in there about Nick Saban, about Tressel. And it's interesting now it's coming out that Nick Saban played a major role in this. And according to sources, it wasn't the search firm who identified Mel Tucker. It was Nick Saban. And Nick, look, I never blame Nick for leaving. He got a better opportunity at LSU. He was fighting with the president. He knew he couldn't overcome Michigan at that time. Nick left for a better job. LSU's a better job. But Nick has always had an affinity for Michigan State. And look, Nick stepped up here allegedly and had a nice role here. If Mel Tucker's good enough that Nick Saban hired him three separate occasions, I'll roll with it, man. I'm not claiming to know Mel Tucker. I'm not claiming to know if it's going to work. I'd never do that to you guys. I'm not going to lie. And I'm not going to be a fanboy. I just want to take risks. I want to take swings. Mark stopped wanting to get in the batter's box 4 years ago. And I'm not interested in that. I don't want to be the clown in Uncle Buck who shows up at the door just to get blasted. And that's what Mark basically turned into, that we just weren't going to recruit at a high level, we weren't going to try, and we were going to just be stubborn and defiant and keep our friends around. Save it, keep it, get out. And the school, I'll give credit to whoever raised the money, because this is legitimate money now. Yeah, of course you had to pay Mel Tucker. He had to leave a job 15 months in. Yeah, you know what you got to do to hire a coach? You got to bribe him. Because you think Mel Tucker had an easy night? Yeah, great. He doubled his salary. He basically had to tell everyone he begged for that job 15 months ago to kick rocks. But guess what? This is what I mean to like goofballs like Mike Greenberg or Seth Greenberg. Guys, it's a business. It's a business. Grow up. If buyouts were a part of our deals, hey, guess what? Maybe I'm not doing radio here. You ever think about that? You ever think about you and your own job if there was a buyout and you have a contract? The buyouts are there for this reason. You want to blame anybody? Don't blame Mel Tucker. Blame Mark. MSU had to hire a coach. The way ESPN talks about it, they wanted Oscar the Grouch to step up to the podium. Who the F were we supposed to hire, Seth? A space alien? A guy on the sidelines? Who? A bum saying we'll work for food? What would have made ESPN happy? The answer is I don't care, and the answer is nothing. Because ESPN has their talking points, and the talking points are destroy Michigan State. It's been apparent. It's been consistent. I'm tired of it. Can you imagine Michigan stank? Could you imagine them disparaging another university that way if Mel Tucker had taken the job? Yeah, I'm sure they would have gone on TV and hit West Virginia with an incest blast. Or a toothless blast. It's just, it's absurd how Michigan State gets dragged for things that have nothing to do with the past. Nothing. And if you're going to call up today and do what somebody did earlier, may I remind you, the athletic department money is not the same as the university money. So no, Larry Nassar, once again, who was never a part of the athletic department, was a member of the College of Osteopathic Medicine. The two piles of money have nothing to do with each other. So please do not call with the, state can spend money on a coach, but they can't pay victims. Okay, A, that's not true. They settled to the tune of $500 million. And second of all, the money doesn't come from the same place. Don't bring that in this Humpty Bumpty. Please, don't waste my time. I want to talk about Mel Tucker. I want to talk about your perspective as a Spartan. I want to talk about Michigan fans' perspective. You know what? Hey, you think Mel Tucker's a speed bump? That's cool. Ain't going to change how I feel. And that's fine by your standards. I don't think you want a guy here who is an elite recruiter. And if they get Vince Murrow, and I have doubts that they will just because Murrow's so important to what Kentucky does. Kentucky's got the money. Stoops is going to get another raise. They're going to rally the troops and keep them. But I like that State's trying. All right, this is a long way from Jim Bowman's rocking chair and Mark Staten face down on his desk taking a nappers. I'll take it. Let's try. And if it fails, it fails. But I'm going to warn you. And I think Spartan fans need to recognize something, okay? If you don't fully support this guy, if you don't give this guy time, it will fail. This guy's going to need a minimum of two recruiting cycles to just get where it needs to go. He's not taking over a loaded Brady Hoke team like Harbaugh did. The issue with Michigan wasn't talent. It was ineptitude coaching. He's taking over a very untalented Michigan State team. They are bereft of talent defensively, and outside of a few pieces on offense, a couple of linemen and a running back, they don't have anything on offense. It's going to take time. So I hope he gets the unilateral support he needs, and when he asks for something from administration, I hope the answer is yes. Let's give this a real shot. It's a huge risk. Coaching hires are. This one's a bigger risk because this guy has absolutely, on a grand scale, no experience building anything. And six jobs in 10 years, I can't overlook that. I wouldn't be being honest with you if I did. 248-539-9797. The key in all of it, and we'll get the ticket text. I just didn't want MSU to be soft. I didn't want MSU to be lining up like the clown and Uncle Buck to get punched. This was a fork in the road. Do you want to be a big boy or do you not? And you know what? I'll give them credit. They answered the bell. They're going to try. And I'll take trying and failing over just being a punk about it like we were the last 4 years. So you know what? Let's see what happens. Best of a bad situation. And maybe it ends up working out the way it should. I don't know. But I'm willing to go with this because the alternative was me just not bothering even watching on Saturdays. I can't be more accurate. You show me Mike Tressel as head coach, I'm done. I don't even turn the TV on. With this, maybe you go to a couple of games. I mean, that just is what it is, man.
Are you renewing your season tickets?
No, absolutely not. Game day experience blows. If they make the financial commitment to the game day experience the way they made it to Mel Tucker and his future assistants, we can talk. 248-539-9797. Ticket text, or do you want to be timely, do those on the flip, then get to the calls?
Timely, please.
Okay, Principal Belding.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.